All right, everyone, we're back with Mia. Let me get this started here. Okay. I don't know what's going on with me. I thought I slept enough, and guess I didn't. So we're going to do this, Mia, and I'm going to go to bed. And hopefully we'll try it again with some comics or something tomorrow. But let's get this Mia done and see how long I can hold out. Oh, see, that works well for me. That was a surprisingly good night's rest. Well, I'm glad she slept well. Oh yeah, should probably check how the video's doing. Walking over to her laptop, Mia opens up the website. Hold on, did I even hit the record button? Yeah. Okay, just fucking making sure. As Mia got to the stats their video had, her eyes instantly widened. Shut up! I can't believe this, it's 468 subscribers. Damn, it's more than I have. Mumbles, I have 468 subscribers. Wait, I have 468 subscribers. In an almost frenzy of excitement, Mia races to your bedroom. Not here? I'll bet he's in the bathroom. I gotta brag about how many more subs I have than the Grim Lord. Ah! Racing again, Mia was in the upstairs bathroom in seconds. Whoa, what the hell are you doing? Can't you see I'm busy? The door wasn't even locked. How was I supposed to know you were taking a dump? I wasn't, but I was about to. Can I have a minute? No way. I got some awesome news and I can't wait to share it. Can you guess what it is? Finally decided to seek professional psychological help? Nope. This concerns both of us. Well, judging by that grin on your face, spelling error, I'm guessing it's about that video you made without my permission. Good news? Good news is an understatement. It's fucking amazing news. Guess what our subscriber count's at?
I don't know, like 100?
100? How could you possibly think the video we shot last night would only bring 100 people?
I don't know.
Did you forget what we did? I remember having to scrub my cum off the dinner table, if that's what you mean. True, you did have to do that. And it got us 468 subscribers. Probably even higher now. You're kidding. Damn, I knew we'd get more than we had, but I never expected this many. Without caring about your current situation, Mia waltzed in front of you. You sure you saw it right? Of course I'm sure. You think I can't read? Can't read social cues apparently, so who knows. As you sit almost naked in front of her, you notice Mia's eyes shift down to your crotch. It's all thanks to him. She moves toward... Now, what him is she talking about? Him, or his him? She moves towards you while keeping her gaze tightly fixed on your member. Well, we know which him she's talking about now. What are you doing? What do you mean? How rude would it be of me to not express my gratitude? She moves in closer, now only inches from you. You're crazy? The door's open. Someone could walk in at any moment. Yeah, doesn't it just turn you on? I want to say no and call her nuts, but in all honesty, it kind of does. Doesn't it make your cock rock hard as it waits to be engulfed by a soft, warm pussy? All of a sudden, you hear footsteps in the hallway. Fuck, of course this had to happen. Now what? At that very moment, as you cover your increasingly erect penis, your mother comes into the bathroom precisely as Mia jumps back. As your mother walks into the bedroom, Mia suddenly starts yelling at you. I thought I told you not to touch my stuff. Angrily, Mia shouts this while your mother watches. What's going on here? He's snooping through my laptop again. How many times do I gotta tell you to stay out of my room? I didn't think that... That what? That I'd find out? Okay, that's enough, you two. But mother, I said that's enough. What are you even doing in here? Did you just barge in on him like this? Yeah, do you mind? I'm busting to go here. Really, Mia? It couldn't wait? Ah! Just get your butt out of here for now. Scold him at a more appropriate time. And you, young man. She attempts giving you a stern look, but finds herself unable to resist looking down at your cock. Your cock that was now so erect it peeked out between your legs. Stay out of your... Sorry, mother, I didn't quite catch that. You say this with a smile as your mother's face flushes. Your sister's room, stay out of it, understand? Sure, mother, I understand. Before anything else was said, your mother turned her back and headed out the bathroom. Come along, Mia. And for God's sake, shut the door on your way out. Yeah, yeah. As Mia heads out too, she takes a brief moment to bend over and give your cock a little kiss. Consider this just a small token of my gratitude. Finally, Mia leaves too, and you are alone to do your business. Ugh, I hope this doesn't turn out to be more trouble than it's worth. Everyone went their way and left you alone to do your thing. Finally! Not long after, Mia was at Emma's. Coming! Soon enough, Emma opens the door. Good morning! Morning! Can we go around to your backyard? Sam's being an annoying little shit and I think he might eavesdrop. Sure, let's go. I get not wanting to talk at your place, but can we at least go inside? Your mother's still home? I think so, why? Then it's probably not the best idea. Oh god, she didn't give you a hard time last night, did she? No, nothing like that, it's more about the vibe I get from her. Got a feeling she's not really my biggest fan. Why? Not sure, maybe a constant look of disdain or something like that. We weren't on bad terms before, so not really sure what changed. Forget it, we got other priorities. You saw the subscriber count, right? Oh yeah, I did, unbelievable. I agree. So now we definitely can't stop. Gotta strike while the iron's hot. Another video, you mean? Right, we just need a new idea. Something even more... As if on cue, Mia's phone starts ringing. Hello? Hey Mia, it's the owner of Stargaze. How's it going? Really? How's it going? Good, I guess. Is there something you need? Actually, there is. One of my girls came down with a cold or something. That's what she said, at least. You think you should cover her shift tonight? Or you could cover her shift tonight. You'd really be doing me a solid. I don't see a reason not to. What time do you need me there? How about 11? Does that work for you? Yeah, no problem. See you then. With that, Mia hangs up. Who was that? The manager of that strip club in town. He asked me to work tonight. And you agreed? Uh-huh. Although, since I'll be making money from our website, not sure if I should've. After a brief moment of contemplation, Emma's eyes light up. I think I might have come up with your next video. Wow, that was quick. What is it? Know what? There's still a few kinks I want to flesh out before I present it to you. I'll come over tonight before you head out to the club. That okay with you? I'm sure if that's what you want. Also, mother and father should be in bed by then, so we won't have to worry about interruptions. Cool. I'll just message you when I'm at your front door so I don't have to ring the bell. Okay, see you then. Later. Surprisingly, night came pretty soon and everyone went to bed. Everyone except Mia, of course. When Emma's text message came, Mia tiptoed downstairs and let her in. They were in Mia's room moments later. Damn, girl, you look hot. Thanks. I think it's going to be pretty popular with the guys. I bet it will. So let's discuss what I'm here for. You figured out the idea of what we're doing next, right? Uh-huh. I just hope you're up for it. So do I. Okay, lay it on me. Let me ask you a question first. When you dance for all those guys, do you enjoy it? Enjoy it? Well, I don't hate it, I guess. Still not really confident in my skills, but the attention feels nice, to be honest. How about your sexual skills? Confident in those? Certainly a lot more to my dancing skills, chuckle. What does that have to do with it, though? Well, the way I see it, you like fucking. Plus, you like an audience. Why not combine it? Huh? You kinda lost me. What would you say to putting on a live sex show? And take place on the dance floor of that club, of course. A live sex show? That's a real thing? Yep, pretty popular, too. Jeez, Mia, don't you watch porn? Not as much as you, obviously. Also, all those hours are finally paying off. I doubt I could have come up with this otherwise. For a moment, Mia thought about Emma's suggestion. She thought about actually doing it and what could happen if she did. I don't know about this, Em. What if someone I know sees it? Town's not that big. So what? Not like they'd tell anyone anyway. If they did, they have to explain what they were doing in a strip club in the first place, right? Besides, you're already taking your clothes off. Is sex really that much of a leap forward? Yeah, it kind of is. Also, who am I supposed to be having sex with anyway? Grim, who else? Yeah, right. How do you plan on tricking him into this one? We're not. He'll be in on the whole thing. It's the only way this plan's gonna work. Ha, good luck with that. Even if he does agree, aren't you forgetting about the little problem we had the other day? Of course not. There's pills to help with that.
True.
What about the club manager then? He's probably not gonna allow something like that. That's a bridge we'll cross when we get there. Wait, we? What? I'm coming to the club with you, of course. Before you ask why, two hot girls are more persuasive than one. You sure about this? The whole idea sounds a little too complicated. Let me worry about that. Besides, doing stuff like this is what you're paying me for. Okay, then I guess we should head off now? Yeah, let's go. Let me just put a coat on. Can't really walk outside wearing this. Not long after, the girls were at the club. Mia, you made it. I was worried you wouldn't show. Sorry, I'm a little late. Had a few things to take care of first. Sorry, folks, I'm trying to move this controller out of the way. It's glaring. Let me move it over here down at the bottom. Hopefully it doesn't move the text any. There we go. Mia, you made it. I was worried you wouldn't show. Sorry, I'm a little late. I had a few things to take care of first. Don't mention it. I'm just glad someone... Looking over Mia's shoulder, he sees Emma staring back at him. Who's your friend? Oh, right. Sorry, I'd like to introduce you to Emma. Pleasure to meet you, Emma. Wow, aren't you a dime piece? Wouldn't be interested in a job, would you? You couldn't afford me. Haha, feisty one, ain't she? That's one way to put it. Anyway, getting back to business... Mia, you'll hit the stage in about 10 minutes. You all set? Yep, I'm ready to go as soon as... Know what? You should probably go freshen up a little. Your makeup's gonna be on point if you're under those bright lights. Excuse me. Your makeup's gotta be on point if you're gonna be under those bright lights. I think she looks more than fine. Is fine enough for you? Yeah. It's a girl thing. You wouldn't understand. Actually, you might. Would you mind giving us a second? Sure, go for it. The girls take a few steps back, just enough so that the manager can't hear. You really think I should fix my makeup? I spent like an hour on it. No, Mia, I don't want you to fix your makeup. I'm just giving you a reason to leave so I can be alone with him. Really? Mia looks over at the manager. I'm not one to judge him, but you obviously see something I don't. What I see is leverage. Did you see his wedding ring? Yeah, I heard he was married. What of it? Go hang outside the room and start recording everything that happens between us. Time to take one for the team. As Emma commanded, Mia left the room, turning right back and hiding so she can tape it all, while Emma waltzed back towards the manager. I hope that girl hurries up. She's gonna go on real soon. Well, not too soon, hopefully. With her sexy demeanor dialed all the way up, Emma presses herself up against him. Whoa, what do you think you're doing? What does it look like? You're not about to tell me you don't like it, huh? Can't do that, I'm married? Don't worry, I won't tell her if you won't. Is she really gonna do what I think she is? Yeah, that's why I can't do this. Though I'd be lying if I said you weren't damn hard to resist. Hard? Honey, I'm impossible to resist. Dropping to her knees, Emma pulls his pants down. The amount of protest heard from him was decreasing with each second passing. Not bad. Not bad at all. With her tongue all lubed up with saliva, she begins flicking the tip of his cock. Oh, aren't you a tease? A tease? Does that mean you mind it? Actually, it's amazing. Better than amazing. That's what a girl likes to hear. Although, wrong voice, guys. What? Well, what I'd really like to do is swallow your cock whole. Not sure if your wife would approve, though. Oh, fuck her. Choke on that cock, bitch. Without warning, the manager thrust the back of Emma's head further along his shaft. Emma was gagging as she went. Holy shit, she's really choking on it. Not sure if I should keep recording or pull her off him. We got this fucker in the bag now. As Emma slobbered her mouth up and down along his cock, the manager noticed something in the corner of his eye. What in the... Who the fuck's there? Uh-oh, busted. The enraged manager shoves Emma off his dick, causing her tits to fall out. And after quickly pulling his pants up... That's no way to treat a lady. Get your ass in here, whoever you are. Don't you dare run. Oh no, this wasn't supposed to happen. What do I do? You deaf? I said get in here. It's okay, Mia. You can come out now. We got what we need anyway. With the phone still in hand, Mia reveals herself from behind the door. Mia? How's this all about? Oh, nothing. Well, not really nothing. My friend here just recorded you getting your dick sucked by someone other than your wife. Why the fuck would you want to do that? Emma stands up and fixes her dress. Because we're going to need you to do us a favor. What kind of favor? Tomorrow night, we'll be putting on a little bit of a different kind of show. A sex show, to be exact, right on that stage of yours. And you're going to be a good host and let us.
So let me get this straight. You two little twats were going to blackmail me into letting you put on this show? That's what the whole blowjob on video was for? Yep, that pretty much sums it up. Both girls were a little taken aback by a sudden burst of laughter. Why didn't you just say so? Would you believe I've been wanting to make that shit happen for years? Problem is, none of these prudes I hired have the balls to do it. Not trying to rub it in or anything, but you got on your knees for nothing. I did love it, if that means anything. Ha ha. I'm a moron. Well, this is awkward. Anyhow, it's time you got that little butt of yours on stage, Mia. Crowd's probably dying with anticipation already. Yeah, I guess I should get ready. Emma was it? Yeah. You wouldn't by any chance want to finish what you started. Nah, I'm good. Eh, can't blame a guy for trying. Hey, come on now. I know what you're saying. He's a married man, Grim. She must not have meant too much. He said yes the first time and then asked for more. So she must not have been, that great of a wife or something. I don't know. With a big smile across his face, the manager leaves. Guess we kind of did overthink the situation, huh? Guess so. Mia. Yeah. Let's not mention this again. You okay with that? Sure am. Either way, it looks like the show's going as sort of planned. So here's what we do next. With the crowd getting restless, Emma quickly told Mia about the rest of her plan. Got it? Got it. Good. Now get that cute little ass of yours on stage. Your fans await. And finally, Mia was heading to the stage. She's kept you fine gentlemen waiting, but finally, give a warm welcome to one of the sexiest, most tantalizing women on this stage. Aim! She's going as Mia backwards. As Mia is announced to the roaring applause of the crowd, she struts her way down the catwalk, launching into her dance. Woo! Woo! Spread those cheeks, baby! I'm gonna buy you a new car! Will you marry me? They love me. Maybe I've underestimated what an actual natural I am at this. Get ready, boys. I'm about to give you a real show. Is there a chair I could borrow? Sure, babe! Here you go! For the next 15 minutes, Mia uses the stage and the pole to their fullest, bending and contorting her body into as many positions as she could think of. She might be running out of positions. Yeah, she's definitely doing every position she can think of. Look at that. That's a good pose. I like that. That's a good pose. You used to have a game where you would take pictures of poses. And this is kind of reminding me of that. Yeah, I like that. That one's nice. That too. I really like that one. Look at her eyes. Yeah, I like that. That's a good pose.
Ooh, I like that pose. That's cool. Yeah, I like that. Looks like she got sucked into a teleporter, though, and... Okay. That was amazing! We love you, AIM! You literally showed us every position you could possibly do on planet Earth! Well, that's not what he said, but that's what I saw. Or what we saw. Please, don't leave yet! Just a little longer! It feels like she's been on stage an hour, guys. As she finished up, Mia crawls to the edge of the crowd, getting as up and personal to the ravenous audience as possible. Did you boys enjoy my little performance? It was incredible! You have no idea how pleased I am to hear that. So much, in fact, that I have a little surprise for you guys. The rowdy bunch of men go quiet as they give Mia their undivided attention. This time tomorrow night, I'll be putting on a very, very special show just for you. What kind of show? One that I'm sure none of you have ever experienced in person. One where a lucky audience member will have the opportunity to get really up close and personal with me. No way! This is the best thing ever! I promise it'll be a night that none of you will ever forget. Also, one that a special one of you won't forget until the day he dies. Though there's just one thing I'll need all of you to do. We'd do anything for you, AIM! I know you would, but let's just start out with all of you showing up here tomorrow, wearing masks. Emma really thought this through. The worked up crowd looks visibly puzzled as they begin muttering between themselves. I know it might be an odd request, but trust me, considering what's gonna go down, you'll want the anonymity. Also, I'm sure none of you would want your wives or girlfriends to know that you were involved in tomorrow night's debauchery. With that, Mia blew the once again cheering crowd a kiss and went into the back room. Wow, that was amazing, Mia. I had no idea how good you were. You really commanded that stage. You think? Trust me, it was positively unbelievable. Looks like you really got those guys excited for tomorrow night. Spelling error. Seems like it. This idea of yours is really starting to come together, huh? Oh yeah, it's all coming together. Told you already I got a knack for this sort of stuff. We should head home. It's pretty late. Sure, lead the way. The girls head home with a big smile plastered across their faces. After a while, they get to the street. After briefly going over their plan, the girls each go their way. Unlucky for Mia, then her night wasn't over yet. As she walked into the house... Just what the hell is going on here? Oh, fuck. Well, I'm waiting. Where the hell were you? I had to go talk to Emma about something important. At this hour? Dressed like that? It offends me that you'd think I'd buy an excuse like that. What do you care anyway? I'm an adult. I can do and go wherever I want. That's precisely the problem. You're an adult. You shouldn't be wasting your time screwing around with people like... Like who? Emma? What exactly is your problem with her anyway? Did you, like, walk in on her sleeping with Father or something? In a spark of rage, your mother slaps Mia across the face. How dare you! A cold silence settles over the room as Mia clutches her tender red cheek. I'm going back to bed. Try and be quiet when you go upstairs. Some of us are trying to sleep. I can't believe she just hit me. Where does that bitch get off? I'll make sure she regrets doing that. Not much longer, everyone was asleep. Next morning, you wake up in a pretty good mood. Heading downstairs for breakfast, you run into your mother. After a little chatting, you can go sit. Breakfast is just about done. Sure, morning, Grim. From behind you, Mia enters the kitchen. You weren't sure, but there seemed to be a look of glum on her face. A look of glum? Wouldn't it be easier to just say a glum look on her face? Hey, Mia. Saying nothing to your mother, Mia goes over to the fridge to get breakfast. You immediately feel the tension in the room. Good morning, Mia. Not even gonna talk to me? Do I have to? Have it your way. This is weird. What the hell happened between those two? So, it's looking like the weather's gonna be nice today. Swell. Mia slams the fridge shut and promptly leaves the kitchen. What was that all about? Nothing. Mia was being a disrespectful little brat. So I just reminded her that I wouldn't tolerate it. What did she do? I'm not repeating it. If you want to know, ask her yourself. I just might. I just have to go to the bathroom quickly. I won't be long. Uh-huh. Hopefully Mia tells me the whole story. Walking into Mia's bedroom, you're surprised to see her standing by her closet, topless. Hey, you do know your door's open, right? And not like you never saw my tits before. I was thinking more about how Mother would... Do you really think I'd give a rat's ass what she thinks? I'll answer for you. I don't. Okay, seriously, what's going on between you two? She said something about you acting like a brat. I'm a brat? She really has some nerve. I'm not the one who smacked her daughter across the face. Wait, what? Mother slapped you? When did this happen? Last night when I came home. Can you believe she was waiting for me at the front door like some psycho? Really? I didn't even know you went out last night. Where did you go? Not really in the mood to talk about it. Remind me to tell you about it later. Right now I'm in the mood for something else. She grabs your hand and starts pulling you towards the bed. Oh, actually, I gotta get back downstairs. Mother's making breakfast for... Without paying the slightest attention to what you're saying, Mia pushes you onto her bed. Pants off, now. I wish I could, but like I said, Mother's waiting. Don't make me ask twice. You take them off or I do it for you. Hear the way that dick's going into my mouth. Huh! Fine, just make it quick. I don't want a repeat of what happened yesterday. While unzipping your pants, you notice the voracious look on Mia's face. Even if you had no idea what the deal was between you and her and your mother, you did know one thing. She was about to literally attack your cock. Good night. The moment you are fully exposed, she pounced face first into your crotch. Wow, you sure went for it, huh? Gag. Holy fuck, she's really taking out all her stress on my cock. Guess this must be what an angry blowjob feels like. Not that I'm complaining, of course. Tell me how good I am. Tell me I give you the deepest, sloppiest blowjobs you've ever had. Show me you want me. Make me feel appreciated. Oh God, you do. You're the best I've ever had. Maybe the best I'll ever have, too. Maybe that sounds like a challenge. She starts deep-throating you again, this time harder and more enthusiastically than before. As if she had a point to prove. Suddenly you're interrupted by the sound of your mother's voice coming from downstairs. Grim, what's taking so long? Your breakfast's gonna get cold. Shit, I better blow my load quickly if I want to get downstairs before Mother gets suspicious. Could you suck a little faster, Mia? I gotta get this over with as soon as possible. Annoyed by the bluntness of your request, Mia bites down on the shaft of your cock. Ow, what was that for? You heard Mother, I gotta hurry this up. I'm sucking your dick, you ungrateful little prick. Screw Mother. I'm not being ungrateful. Also, don't take out your anger on me. I'm not the one who hit you. Unless you want me to. Dream on. I'd bite your dick clean off if you ever tried that. Maybe this isn't such a good time to do this. I better leave. Oh, no, you don't. You're not going anywhere until I've had your load in my throat. I started this. I'm going to finish it. Now stand up. Didn't you say you wanted to finish this? I am gonna finish it. Now I want you to stand up and fuck my face. Damn, almost came just from hearing her say that. Not wanting to waste any more time, you leapt up from the bed and rammed your cock as deep as you could into Mia's throat. Is that what you wanted, to choke on my huge cock, you crazy bitch? Yeah, keep talking to me like that. It's making me so wet, she amazingly says with that thing in her mouth. So it's like Kenny from South Park. Well, the first one was kind of more like a retard, but the second one was more like Kenny. She seems to like it. Maybe I should keep going then. Take into account my size. You're taking it like a real pro. Just how many other guys have you sucked off? 50? 100? You're a fucking slut, you know that? Holding back Holding the back of Mia's head steady, you continue jackhammering her mouth right up until you're on the verge of coming. Yes, sir, that's about what that looks like. Ouch. Don't know how she does it. That's like a whole 2-liter Coke bottle. Like the whole bottle. Or maybe a 1-liter. I don't know, it's a lot. Here it comes, I'm gonna... What's taking so long up there? Grim, can you hear me? I'm coming! We haven't said that in a while in one of these games, have we? With your cock still inside Mia's mouth, you see her face twitch as your jizz streams down her throat. Pulling your penis out after emptying yourself, you watch in a little shock as Mia swallows the entire load with an exaggeratedly loud gulp. A smidgen of ejaculate seeps out of the corner of your mouth. Of your mouth? Should be her mouth, not your mouth. You didn't suck the dick. Y'all gotta fix that. Who needs breakfast after that? Giggle. God, you're nuts. This really was fun, but I better go down before Mother comes upstairs. Without further delay, you pull your pants back up and race downstairs. Still seated at the table, your mother looks at you with an irritated expression. That sure was a long visit to the bathroom. What were you doing in there, reading the news? Sorry, Mother, something came up. Well, I don't know how good the food's gonna be now that it's all gone cold. If you made it, it can't taste bad. Oh, thanks, sweetie. I'm glad at least one of you had some manners. So how did Mia spin what happened last night? What do you mean? I just went to the bathroom. Come on, I wasn't born yesterday. Did she actually explain what happened, or was she too busy pouting? Well, not completely, but she did say you slapped her. Did that really happen? I did, yeah. But as far as I'm concerned, it was fully justified after what she said. What did she say? She didn't tell you? Huh. I won't quote her, but it's something to the effect of Emma and your father being intimate. Damn, it must have really got to you. Can't say that I'm proud of it, but I just snapped in the moment. Although I don't regret it either. As she said this, Mia appeared in the kitchen, seemingly out of thin air. Regret what? Physically assaulting me? Don't exaggerate. All I did was simply put that mouth of yours in check. Haha, I hate to tell you, but you're fighting a losing battle there, Mother. Oh, she should have washed her face before she came into the kitchen. We'll see about that. As long as you're... What's that on the corner of your mouth? You gotta be kidding me. Is that my semen? What's it look like? Mia blurted this out sarcastically as she rolled her eyes. You didn't find it amusing as she thought you would. Really funny, Mia, saying something like that with Grim sitting right here. You should be ashamed. It's mine, though. Ironic, I guess. Remember, the stuff in the parentheses isn't stuff he's actually saying, or she would have freaked out. Mia wipes the side of her mouth and suckles it off her finger. Don't worry, Grim, it's only toothpaste. With a devilish smirk, she leans in towards you. Though it might be the tastiest toothpaste I've ever had. Okay. She keeps her gaze on you for a moment longer before walking away. I'm going out. To where, your friend next door, I presume? Isn't it a little early in the morning for that? Probably, but we have a big day ahead of us. Or am I not allowed to go out? Like you said, you're an adult. You can do whatever you want. Good. I'll be home when I'm home. With that, Mia walks away. Your mother was visibly stressed out, but she tried her best to hide it. She told you to finish your breakfast and went to the living room. Feeling a little sorry for her, you decide to go talk to her after you finish the food. Hey, feeling any better? Not really. Plus, my neck and shoulders are kind of sore now. It's the stress, probably. That sucks. Is there anything I can do to help? Want me to give you a massage? Oh, I appreciate the offer, but you really don't. I insist. Just turn your back to me. Maybe I can rub some of those kinks out. You know? Screw it. It'd be crazy to turn down a free back rub from a big, strong man. Giggle. Despite her giggling, I have a feeling she wasn't completely joking.
She turns her back towards you and you begin slowly massaging her shoulders. Oh, your hands are a little cold. Oh, sorry. No, I'm fine. It's just, I haven't gotten a massage in so long I forgot what someone's hand on my shoulders felt like. Chuckle. Again, even though she said this with a smile and a chuckle, you couldn't help but feel a little sad for her. Really? Didn't Father used to do this for you from time to time? Used to, yeah. Now if I wanted a massage, I'd probably have to beg for one. And there's no way he'd offer it himself like you just did. Well, for what it's worth, I had a wife that looked like... If I had a wife that looked like you, I'd be struggling to keep my hands off her. Aha, yeah. Thanks, sweetie. It's nice to hear it, as weird as it might be, coming from you. You're more than welcome. Guess it's a weird thing for a son to say to his mother. Definitely. His hands feel really nice. They probably feel even better in my lower back. Maybe. Sweetie? Yeah, mother? This feels really good and all. Also, there's a storm headed up to Florida. Looks like, Erica. Oh, man. Florida's fitting to get hit. This feels really good and all, but I have some tension in my lower back. It's been bugging me for a while now. Would you mind if I changed into something a little more comfortable so you can get to it more easily? A little too covered up right now. Hell yeah, I mean, that'd be totally fine by me. Go ahead. Popping up from the couch, she scurries upstairs to get changed. Great, I'll be back in a minute. Wow, what a day this is already shaping up to be. It's not even noon yet, and I've gotten a blowjob from Mia, and now Mother's gonna get more comfortable. They should fight more. A few moments later... What? That's what she promised. Your mother, the supermodel, was back downstairs before you knew it. Wearing nothing except a low-cut pair of shorts and a tightly fitting bra. Acting as if what she was wearing was completely normal, she sits back down in her place. That's better. I'm much more comfortable now. Okay then, let's continue, shall we? Wanting to avoid the same mistake twice, you rub your palms together to make them warmer. After they were warm enough, you again started massaging her shoulders and back. You sure know how to use those hands. How'd you get so good at this? Dunno. Guess I'm just a natural. You're not saying you've never done this before, are you? Perhaps there's even been a lucky lady who's had the pleasure? Not really, no. Maybe I should have a little fun with him. We're home alone, after all. She knew how easy to slip off her bra was, and unbeknownst to you, she secretly tugged the front of it, causing the clip on her back to break open, completely exposing her amazing breasts. Oh my! How on earth did that happen? Can you fix it? I don't think so. The latch snapped right off. What are the chances of it happening now of all times? Well, probably greater than he knows. What? The Burger King. It just tastes better. Man, that is a big... It's like a damn McRib. I didn't know they ever had a rib sandwich. Well, it's Burger King, so... Standing up from the couch with her hands covering most of her bosom. Not her bosom. She turns to face you. That was my last good bra, too. I've been meaning to get some new ones, but I've been so busy lately. You actually don't have even one more? What happened to the rest? Her nipple's completely exposed. I wonder if she even has any idea. It's strange, and I'm not sure if you noticed, but my breasts actually grew a size in the last few months. Can you believe it? Oh, of course they have. It's an adult game. Sadly, now all my bras are too small, and that's why this one broke too. Or she says, probably. He's barely paying any attention to what I'm saying. The little knit slip I showed him is really messing with his head, huh? Think you could do me a favor and get a new one from the lingerie store? Right now? Only if it's not too much of an inconvenience for you, I'd be so thankful. Well, this sucks. Things are starting to get good too. Sure, Mother, no problem. Oh, you're so sweet.
Still clenching your breasts, her mother leans over and kisses you on the cheek. Before moving away, she whispers, "Don't worry, we'll continue this when you get back." Okay. Figuring the best place to get a bra would be at the lingerie store, you head out. Once you were there, you realize an important thing. You don't know her size. I think this one should be about right. Grim? Hey, what are you doing here? Oh, great, this won't look weird at all. Hey, just looking at stuff. Maybe he's buying a present for his secret girlfriend, ha ha ha. Yeah, right, besides with me around, what more could he want? Maybe an incredibly sexy redhead mature version of you? I'd be down with that. Incredibly sexy red... We've actually seen a few of those here on Grimm's Uncanny Valley, haven't we? One in Depraved Awakening, and we had one in Lust Academy. I'm not talking about the sister, I'm talking about the older sister. And somebody's gonna name another one that I just hadn't thought of. And you are a real fucking, not gonna say G, but you're a real fucking degenerate if you remember any other hot mature redheads we've had that I can't. Because I've been playing the shit out of these games and I can't think of any. Other than the two I named. Hilarious. Aren't the two of you a real comedy tag team? What are you doing here anyway? We're looking for a cute little number for me to wear tonight. A cute little number? We got this cute little number here for... It just doesn't work coming from her mouth. Tonight? Yep, I'm working a shift at the strip club tonight. You're still doing that? I thought you didn't have to dance anymore since, you know... She doesn't, but we'll need to dance floor for our next video. And as usual, you'll be up there with her. You don't get stage fright, right? What am I getting dragged into this time? Well, I was gonna tell you later, but... Know what? You can tell me later, because I gotta go. Okay, catch you later. Oh, and good for you. What do you mean? The bra. Whoever this mystery girl is, she obviously has a nice pair on her. Actually, looks like she even has the same size as Mother. Hopefully that doesn't weird you out too much. Really? You sure about that? I'm a girl. We have a gift for these kinds of things. Anyway, I won't hold you up any longer. Bye. Later, stud. You go and pay for the bra, and knowing what's waiting for you, you rush back home. Walking into the house, you notice your mother wasn't in the living room anymore. After not finding her in the kitchen either, you go upstairs. As you walk into her bedroom, you see your mother lying on the bed wearing nothing but a pair of panties. Your porn star mother. I mean, come on now. Oh shit, sorry, I didn't know you'd be... Calm down, Grim, we're both adults. Did you get the bra? Yeah, though I forgot to ask you what your size was. Hope it fits. I'm sure it will, thanks. Now put it down somewhere and we can continue where we left off. She then turns around and lies down on her stomach while you put the bra away. You're not gonna put it on now? I thought about it, but decided to be more comfortable like this. Same reason I thought we could continue this, the massage on a bed. You don't mind, do you? No, not at all. And could you do it from over the top? You'll get much better leverage, I think. Sure. Heeding her suggestion, you get behind your mother, resting your knees on either side of her. Your body's centered above her upper thighs, just below her buttocks. Better? Much better. As you once again resume the massage, you notice a pleasant scent in the air. What's that scent? Oh, you like it? I lit a lavender candle just before you got here. It's supposed to help relax the muscles. It's nice, I guess. Let's push things just a little further. Grim? Yeah, Mother? I hope what I'm about to ask doesn't make you too uncomfortable, but... Would you mind taking off your pants? Take off my... What? It's just that the buttons on it are pushing into my skin. It's starting to even hurt a little. Besides, just have your boxers on so it won't be as weird, right? It wouldn't be if I were wearing any. I knew he's not wearing any today, so I'm not put them on this morning. Damn. I wonder how he'll react. I guess that would be okay. Seeing how I am wearing boxers and all. Thanks, Grim.
Oh, what a naughty boy he is, taking advantage of my ignorance. Without further delay, you pull out your pants, your cock flopping out as you do it. Getting back into the same position you were in before. Only difference is, now there's a thin layer of velvet separating your genitals from hers. I can feel his meat right between my butt cheeks. It's turned me on like mad. That better? God, yes, you can start now. As you sensuously massage her shoulders all the way down her spine, you start slowly doing the same with your dick. Does she expect me to actually resist? Fuck no. Gently, you move up and down. I guess his mother was the redhead. I don't know, I just didn't really see. It's a dyed red. It doesn't look like the red you see in the games. The other games. Synchronizing the strokes to match the direction of your hands. That feels wonderful. Every part of me is... Well, she's not saying, She's like, that feels wonderful. Every part of me is being stimulated. And I do mean every part. Is that so? Which area in particular feels the best? That'd be improper of me to tell you. I'm sure you can imagine perfectly well which one, though. I'm sure I can as well. But I want you to say it. I want to keep going so bad, but I better put a stop in it before things go too far. I think that'll do for today, Grim. That's it, but I haven't even finished yet. I think it'd be best for everyone if you didn't finish. We can always continue at another time, just not today. Okay, just let me get my pants on before you turn around. I'm a little shy. Of course, although trust me, you've got nothing to be shy about. While she was still lying on her stomach, you quickly put your pants back on. Well, guess I'll go see what Sam's doing. That okay? Sure, have fun. And thanks again for the massage. I really enjoyed it. So did I, Mother. Could have enjoyed it even more if she didn't stop. A little disappointed, you went to Sam's house and hung out with him for a while. Sometime later in the day, Mia and Emma enter the house and run into your father in the living room. Hey, Father. Oh, hey, nice to see you again too, Emma. Well, the feeling's mutual. Where's the wife? Don't tell me you're watching TV here all by yourself. Afraid so. She's been under the weather all day since she went upstairs to get some rest. Thank God, I won't have to deal with her for the rest of the night. That sucks. Yeah. It sucks a lot. Come on, Em. Let's go upstairs. Not come one. You two have fun. Just try keeping things to a low roar, okay? Uh-huh. The girls leave the living room and head to your room. As you sit in your computer engrossed in a video game, Mia and Emma barge in. Sup, Grim? Ah, goddammit. You scared the shit out of me. Keep it down, okay? Mother's sleeping. That's supposed to appeal to my sympathy? Damn, that's a weird way to spell sympathy. Ha! What you doing watching porn, Why would I waste time watching porn where I can get the real thing? Oh, that reminds me. How'd your new girlfriend like the bra you bought her? She's not my girlfriend, also she liked it just fine, thank you very much. How hot is she, like on a scale from 1 to 10? I say she's in the upper 9s, maybe even a 10. Wow, I'm starting to get a little jealous. What does she look like? Resemble anyone famous? Know what? She actually looks a little like you. Maybe you have a type. So what you're saying is she's a slightly less attractive version of me? Because I'm a 10, right? Sure, whatever makes you happy. Why'd you barge in here anyway? Oh, I almost forgot. We gotta discuss what the plan is for our next video. Actually, I'm gonna let you handle this one on your own, Mia. I've gotten a little tired of Grim's complaining, and I expect that's what he's gonna do now, too. I don't complain that much. Fair enough. Come back here in a few minutes. Everything should be sorted by then. Cool, I'll be back before you know it. Just gonna go hang in your room until then. Emma leaves and closes the door behind her. Hang out in Mia's room? As if, maybe I'll go play with Father instead. With their father instead. Meanwhile, downstairs... Damn, there's absolutely nothing interesting to watch. I'm bored out of my mind. Plus, seeing Emma again brought back what happened the other day. I gotta stop thinking about it. Luckily, she's upstairs with Mia and out of my sight. Last thing I need is more temptation from her. Hey, mind if I join you?
As if materializing from thin air, Emma appeared beside the couch. I should have known I jinxed myself. Sure, take a seat. Accepting his invitation, she sits down next to him, quite close in his opinion. Perhaps even a little too close. Anything good on? Not a thing, I've just been flipping through channels for the last hour. Fun evening, huh? Who knows, it might get better.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear what happened between your wife and Mia? Yes, I heard. Obviously, I don't condone the behavior of either of them.
Obviously.
And what did you think about the comment Mia made? It was very inappropriate.
So inappropriate. I'm sure you'd never dream of doing such a thing. Of course not. That'd be very, very wrong.
Exactly. I mean, the two of us having sex? Only a couple sick, twisted people would ever consider such a deplorable act.
Saying this, Emma brushes up against him even closer than before. Her soft chest was now pressing against his arm.
Absolutely. After all, you're my daughter's best friend.
It's true.
I am.
Not to mention, you're also half my age.
That's also true. And most importantly, I'm a happily married man.
Both of them are now aware of where this was heading.
Emma, deciding to be the one to break the ice, unzips your father's penis and pulls out his cock. Yeah, to tell you the truth, I've always admired the strong relationship you two have. She continued talking as if she wasn't stroking his cock at the same time.
I appreciate it. I'm not perfect, but I do try to be the best husband I can, you know.
I can tell, but to be honest, perfection's overrated.
Oh god, I can't believe my daughter's best friend is actually jerking me off.
Do my soft young hands feel pleasant on your cock? I wish I could put into words just how pleasing it is, you really have no idea.
And how about your wife, is she as good at this?
I don't think so, your technique is way better.
Not just technique, I have enthusiasm.
I take pride in seeing the look of sheer euphoria spread across your face. To be honest, it's even making me wet.
Wait, we should stop this. This is not who I am, and I'm an honest and faithful husband.
Sorry to break it to you, but not anymore you're not. You're just as much of a lust-consumed, dirty cheater like all the rest of them.
Lucky for you, that's exactly how I like it.
Oh, why are you doing this?
Slinking down to her knees, Emma continues stroking his cock, her face only inches from his member.
Why, you ask? Simple. Because I'm a filthy little slut, and when I see something I want, I take it.
Fine. Take my cock, then. I want you to suck me dry. Show me just how much of a slut you are.
With his devilish smile, Emma looks at him as her bottom lip barely touches the tip of his cock.
I thought you were a good, faithful husband. Your good name would surely be ruined if I were to swallow this. This big, throbbing cock.
You're right. We can't let this go any further. What was I thinking?
You should let go before I...
Before you what?
Ignoring his plea, Emma began stroking his shaft even faster.
Please stop. I'm close.
She continues jerking him rapidly until she feels his shaft start pulsating.
And just as your father was about to blow his load... Holy fuck, I'm coming! Why did you put it in your mouth?
Gulp. Mmm. Salty. Licking her lips, Emma cheekily smiles.
We weren't supposed to go that far. What did you make me do?
What? I just disposed of the evidence. I'm a horrible person. How could I betray my wife like this?
Emma gets up and starts walking towards the stairs. Because I'm worth it.
She is dangerous, fellas. Extremely dangerous. And I'm not even meaning in the good, ooh, she's dangerous. I mean, no, she's dangerous.
She'll ruin your marriage and everything. You'll end up with a divorce because of women like that. Y'all gotta be careful.
With a victorious smirk, Emma goes back to your room.
So what's the story? We going through with this?
Yep, we're good to go.
Did it take much convincing, or has he finally grown some balls, or... They've been in your mouth, so you tell me.
Okay, enough talk about his balls. What exactly is the plan tonight, logistically speaking?
Well, it's still too early to leave, so we'll head out in a couple hours.
Then about 15 minutes after we leave, you follow along.
Got it, Grim?
Wait, what? We're not going to the club together?
No, it might create suspicion.
Remember, the idea is that you're just some random guy. That way, when Mia picks you out of the audience... No's gonna...
What?
That way when Mia picks you out of the audience, no one's gonna suspect it's set up.
Understood?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Oh yeah, what about the mask? I have to put it on before I go inside, right?
Uh-huh.
Just put it on, come in, and try finding a spot in the front row so Mia can easily spot you. Also, we picked out your mask today, so we'll know where you are in the crowd. Okay, and Emma, where are you going to be during the show? I'll stand off to the side somewhere close by so I can get a good recording angle. The rest is up to you two, so be sure to put on a good show. That reminds me, you better take this, Grim. From her pocket, Mia pulls out a small blue pill. What? No way, I don't need that. You sure about that? Forget what happened the other day? This is probably going to be 10 times more stressful. Just take it. Better safe than sorry. Although, don't take it yet. Probably best if you took it before leaving for the club. That should be just enough time to kick in. Fine, I'll take it. Just for the record, I could have done this without it. Yeah, sure. Well, I guess that's everything. All we gotta do now is wait. After a while, Mia and Emma prepare to leave. Okay, Grim, we're heading off now. Yeah, I'll be sure to get there 15 minutes after you guys. Then we're off. Don't forget to take the mask and the pill. I won't. Get out of here now. With that, the girls leave and you sit at your PC. After about 15 minutes of messing around online, you head out too. As you go through the living room, you see your father mumbling to himself. Father? Seemingly, he doesn't notice you and keeps mumbling. Hey, father. Oh, shit. Hey. What's going on, buddy? I didn't see you there. I thought you'd be in bed by now. How come you're still up? How do I even get in the same bed as my wife when I'm too ashamed to even look at her? It's nothing. Guess I just lost track of time.
Right.
I take it you'll be heading out now, too? Only if it's okay with you and if you don't tell mother. Don't worry. I won't rat you out. Thanks. Well, I'll see you in the morning. Have fun, Grim. You seem really down. I should really ask what's up, but I got work to do. Still unsure whether you should have just left him like that. You leave the house. Getting there just in time, you put the mask on and walk into the club. It took you a minute to get into the front row, but you got there. Ah, it looks like Emma's in position, too. Perfect. Everything's going just as planned. Now it's up to Mia. As a couple of minutes roll by and the crowd rumbled with anticipation, Mia strode out from behind the curtain. Cheers instantly erupted from the audience. The mask used to hide their identity did little to muffle the excitement. Hello, boys. I see you all did as I asked. Good. Because things are about to get spicy. Please, tell us what you're going to do. Yeah, whatever it is, I volunteer. You know, I was going to come out here and dance around for a while to get y'all going. But from the sound of it, you're more than ready to go. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to pick one lucky volunteer from the audience, and how do I say this politely? Play with him. If that sounds like something any of you would be interested in, raise your hand. In an instant, every hand in the crowd, including yours, shoots up. Pick me! Pick me! No, choose me! My wife hasn't touched me in years! I got terminal cancer! Please fulfill a dying man's wish! Me! As Mia scanned the crazed crowd, feigning true deliberation, her eyes eventually land on you. How about you, sexy? You want to come play with me? Taking a cue from Mia, you feign surprise at your incredible luck for a second. Slowly, you walked on stage. How's the little guy down there doing? Stiffer than the Queen's guards. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm assuming it's a good thing. The Queen's guards are pretty stiff, but they don't really need to guard a queen because we don't have a queen. This game actually came out before the queen died. Turning her focus back to the task at hand, Mia pushes you onto the floor, strutting to you right after. Her perfectly round butt cheeks pointing out to the envious audience. What do I do here? Nothing. Just relax and enjoy. I'll take care of the rest. She then slithers down to your pants and takes them off as sensuously as possible. With your cock now standing up perfectly straight, Mia took the opportunity, looking it all the way from base to the tip. Holy shit, look at her go! Son of a bitch, that should have been me! After spitting on your dick for lubrication, Mia then gets into the reverse cowgirl pose. Gently, she inserts only the tip into her pussy. Imagine this is you, boys. Imagine that it's your big fat wet... Nope, that does not work, guys.
Imagine that it's your big fat cock seconds away from being inside my warm, wet pussy. She's getting really fucking good at dirty talk. Without teasing any longer, Mia sits on your cock. The pleasure getting filled keeps sending shivers down her spine. Oh god, yes, that's the spot right there! Fuck me until I can't take it anymore. Ah! Meanwhile, at home, your mother was still asleep, although not for long. Wait, don't. Ah! Oh, what the? Oh, thank God, it was just a dream. She turns to the other side of the bed. He's not in bed? He probably fell asleep on the couch. Well, since I'm awake, maybe I should check on Grim. Since he got me all hot and bothered earlier, it's only fair he finishes me off. She gets off the bed with a smile, even if he doesn't know it. As she leaves her bedroom and heads towards yours, she passes by Mia's room. I know I shouldn't care anymore. But I wonder if Mia's even home. She opens the door a little, just enough to peek inside. Of course she's not here. Wouldn't even put it past her to be doing it all out of spite, too. At least I can depend on Grim to be around when I need him. Walking into your room, your mother sees that you're not home either. Huh? Where is he? He wouldn't have gone out with Mia, would he? He did. She must have talked him into it. I have to find out where they went. Almost stomping, she enters the living room. Why the heck are you still down here? After saying this, your mother notices he's asleep. Hey! Flinching from the sudden loud noise, your father wakes up. Huh? Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there. What's wrong? Oh, she kind of looks pissed. She doesn't know what happened, right? Forget it. Do you know where Grim is? He's not in his room. I'm sure he's around here somewhere. He isn't. I checked. Why would I be asking you otherwise? Oh, no. What's up with him? He looks so glum. How about Mia? You got any idea where she is? I think the girl said something about a strip club. I'm not sure about her either. Don't bullshit me. You were about to say strip club, weren't you? And did you say the girls? Was Emma here too? I can't really remember exactly. She was. You look guilty as sin. All I want to know is, why are you covering for them? I really don't know what you're talking about. Ugh, useless. I'll deal with this myself. Crap, I really put my foot in it this time, didn't I? Looking quite pissed, your mother started walking away. Strip club, huh? That must be where Mia and that little skank took Grim. I can't let her poison his mind with thoughts of other girls. He's mine. All mine. Oof. Back at the club, the crowd was going wild. Sweat pouring off your and Mia's bodies as you pounded her pussy with an intensity even you didn't know you could. Yes, yes, fuck me harder. Fuck me as hard as you can, little... Shh. Holy shit, almost forgot what we were for a second. Damn, that pill really turned him into a fuck machine. Hurry up and come already. Maybe I'll get a shot, too. Shotgun on going next. No, I'm next. I blew thousands here already. I deserve it. Fuck you both. I asked first. These guys would kill each other just for a chance of sticking a tip into her. Hear that, Grim? These pigs are begging to be in your place. Does it get you any harder knowing how desirable I am to other men? Honestly, fuck yeah, it does. Too bad for them that I'm all the dick you need, right? If you say so, giggle. Now shut up and keep fucking me. You continue fucking me with everything you have as the commotion in the crowd grows louder. Wow, nice going, Grim. I'm almost getting jealous watching what a good... At that very moment, Emma notices a familiar face enter the strip club. Oh, fuck. Almost instantly, Emma scurries behind the curtains. Jesus Christ, is that two people having sex on stage while everyone watches? What kind of a sick person would want to watch something like this, let alone do it? And to think Mia would willingly take Grim to a place like this. Walking closer to the stage, your mother now had a better view of the people fucking. She froze in shock. Her eyes almost bulging out of her head as she realizes who the girl on stage was. Mia? What in the actual fuck is going on here? As if someone had swung a hammer through the stereo system, every ounce of noise in the club stopped. If an actual pin fell, it would be heard. Oh god, this can't be happening. Shit, we're fucked. As soon as she gets up on stage, she grabs Mia's hand. Get away from her, you animal! Huh? Wait, that's right, the mask. Mother, what are you doing here? What am I doing here? What the fuck are you doing here? How could you lower yourself to do something like this? Suddenly, your mother angrily turns towards you. And you! I have no idea who's behind that mask, but you should be ashamed of yourself. Curiosity getting better for Emma peeks through the curtains a little. Whoa! That's your mother? Holy crap, she's a babe! Yeah, she's smoking. Show us your tits! What he said! Shut up, all of you. You should all be ashamed. What kind of people are you to watch a young girl do something like this? Would you stop, mother? You're embarrassing me. Oh, this is embarrassing to you? Actually, just get off the stage and go put some clothes on. I'm pretty sure Emma's around here too somewhere, huh? I'll bet she put you up to this. Hearing her name mentioned, Emma took it as a cue to disappear. Unlucky for her. There you are! I see you scurrying off over there, Emma. I'm not through with you. Damn. She then turned back to you and spent the meantime getting dressed. You get the hell out of here and think about what you've done here tonight. Better not say anything or she might recognize my voice. And I better hurry so I get home before her. Hopefully her scolding Mia and Emma will buy some time. The girls head backstage while you scurry out as soon as you see a chance. Phew, that was a close call. If it weren't for the mask, I'd really be fucked. While you try and collect yourself, a voice appears behind you. Hey, you! Do I know you? Nah, so allow me to acquaint you with my fist. Wah! Before you even finish the word, he sucker punched you square in the face, sending you on your ass. Ow, what the fuck, man? I should have been the one she chooses. Not a little... I should be the one she chooses, not a little bitch like you. Saying this, he just leaves and you get up. Fuck, that's gonna leave a bruise. How am I supposed to explain it? Guess I'll worry about that later. Better get out of here before more of them come out. Exhausted and annoyed, you pick yourself up and head home. Back in the strip club. Now's your chance, Mia. Explain yourself. I don't know what the big deal is. I'm a grown woman who's just expressing herself. Expressing yourself? You were having intercourse with some random pervert in front of an actual audience. He might be a pervert, but he's certainly not random. Why are you even here? I thought you were going to stop bothering me from now on and let me live my own life. I was. But I draw the line at that once I see you dragging your brother down with you. What? What do you mean, brother? I passed by his room and saw he's not there. Naturally, I thought you took him along with you. But I didn't, right? Well, I wasn't sure until I saw what you were doing up there. Clearly, you wouldn't have brought him along to see that. Yeah, clearly. Look, why don't we all just take a deep breath and calm down? Oh, shut up, Emma. None of this would have happened if it weren't for you. Excuse me? Don't play all innocent with me, you little bitch. I know exactly the kind of person you are. That whole innocent goody-two-shoes act ain't fooling anyone. It's not her fault, Mother. I'm an adult who can make her own decisions. Terrible ones, maybe. I can't even fathom what would possess you to do this. Are you just trying to get back at me? It's got nothing to do with you or anyone else. I did it because I wanted to do it. It's as simple as that. You can keep saying it as much as you want, but there's no way in hell you're convincing me this one here isn't involved at all. I know you're an adult, but even if you didn't notice it, friends don't But even if you don't notice it, friends influence each other. Whatever. We all know you're pinning this on me because you don't like me and now you've finally got a good reason. What reason would I even have not to like you? What reason would I even have to not like you? I mean, besides the simple fact that you're just a bad seed. I don't know, maybe you're jealous of me? Jealous of you? What reason would I possibly have to be jealous of you? Because you're threatened by me. Don't tell me you haven't seen how Grimm and your husband look at me. Emma, stop it. You know what? I'm going home. I'm far too tired to listen to this garbage. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, Mia. And with that, she leaves. I can't believe this happened. What am I going to do now? We'll figure it out. On the bright side, at least she didn't notice who the guy under the mask was, right? Yeah, guess so. I just hope she doesn't tell Father about all this. Even if she does, it won't matter. I've already set things in motion with him. What things? Let's not worry about it for tonight. We'll finish this convo after we find out how much blowback we're going to get from your mother. It's probably a good idea. If we're lucky, this slip-up won't fuck up our plans too much. At that time, you're already home, in your bed. Still can't believe what just happened. How did Mother even know we were at the club? I'm pretty sure I told Father not to tell her anything. Guess there's no use crying over spilt milk. We really got to be careful how we do things forward. Especially now, since Mother's going to be high alert. For a few moments longer, you mull over the predicament you're in. However, you're soon interrupted by the sound of footsteps at your door. Alright, we're going to stop it right there. Obviously, he's going to do something with his mother who's lost her fucking mind now. Things are getting a little fucking crazy. She's like, no woman can have my son? Yeah, that's weird. Totally fucked up. This family gets even more twisted the more you play it, right? Anyway, I think the game's still on sale at GOG. I might be wrong. They change their sales all the time, so it may no longer be on sale. But if it is, you can pick it up cheap. And of course, Lust Theory, which is the better one. And Lust Theory Season 2, which is the even better one, but it's not finished yet. It's still in development, along with Return to Mia and many other games. They've got so many Lusties that they're working on. Lustyverse, it's just all these, it's literally a Lust universe in a way. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we'll see you next time with more Mia.